He was quite extrovert when he was younger. As he got older, he went more introvert. He loves his children. They love him very much. And he's good fun, good sense of humour.
Is it out of character what's happened?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Out of character? Because really. Sometimes, I mean, we've been talking about this all this week and I read about it in the news and the like. Some people, you're not surprised when it happens, and some people do it over and over again. Is this completely out of the blue?
Yeah. Yeah, never before. He has been depressed for a very long time.
Right. Has he been seeing the doctor for that or taking medication or
he
anything?
He has seen the doctor a few times. He was seeing the doctor. He was written up for medication. Now, whether he actually took the medication, I'm not sure. He did get another prescription, which the last one, he didn't have it filled out.
I'm reading the police are concerned. Last seen wheeling a suitcase towards Bolton Town Centre. So on the face of it, he didn't just get up and walk out. It's presumably he's packed something and planned and decided to go, do you think?
This is what I can't understand, because he didn't leave my house or his dad's place with any suitcase. Oh. I didn't even know he had a suitcase with him. I checked my suitcases. All my suitcases are there. Where he's got this actual suitcase from, I don't know. His dad dropped him off at around about 10 o'clock on the 2nd of August. And that's the last we've seen of him. I didn't know he had a suitcase. His clothes are still at my house.
When did it become apparent that he was missing? I mean, how long do you leave it before you think, well, hang on a minute, where's he gone?
Well, personally, I'm used to James contacting me every day, right?
Yeah.
So the day after would have been too long for me. I left it, you know, and I said to his dad, because we've been divorced a very long time, but we still keep in contact, we've always kept friends, blah, blah, blah. I said a few times to his dad, do you think, no, let's leave it a little bit longer. And I knew in here,
take a minute if you need to. But I know what you're saying. You're his mum, and he rings you every day or gets in touch every day. And if he doesn't, that's an alarm bell, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. How long has it been now?
Well, like I say, we haven't seen him since the 2nd of August, so it'll be, 5 months, I think, next Tuesday.
And how has that time been at your house?
Horrendous. Just completely horrendous. The children are just... I mean, they've got such a good relationship with the dad. It's horrendous, really, all round. I really don't know why he's gone. I really don't. If I knew, I would go and get him.
Has it crossed your mind that he might not want to be found?
It has. And if he doesn't want to be found, if he's gone away to make a new life, fine. All I want to know, and all his family, his children want to know now, is he safe and is he well? That's all we want to know. Is he safe? Is he well? The door will always be open. Always. Always.